You're listening to Beggarville Dairy Queen Big League broadcasts on Country 106.
You sure are, and we are inside the Wally Fadoon Arena on a snowy Saturday here in Beggarville. We thank you so much for joining us for another day of our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast, brought to you by the Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard, now available at Beggarville Dairy Queen. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to blizzard perfection and garnished with a whipped topping. My name is Jeff Dick. We've had a whole lot of fun today. We had the U9s earlier on the ice against Toefield. Now today, here this afternoon, it is a defensive battle. Beggarville's U13 Wranglers against Lloydminster. 40 minutes in the books and no score to speak of. Still waiting for that game's first goal. It has been an interesting one, that's for sure. Both of these teams with some high-powered offenses, but unable to make the right moves past the netminder so far in this one. Cooper Allen stopping 12 of 12 in the Lloydminster net. Peyton Axton stopping 12 of 12 at the Beggarville net. As here come the visitors from Lloydminster. Great parents section for them. And out as well come the hometown Beggarville Wranglers. Wranglers in their home blacks with the red and white trim. On the other side, the Lloydminster Blazers in the road whites with the black and teal trim. Looks like we are set and ready to go. Both teams with 12 shots, as we mentioned. But so far, nothing has made it past either netminder. And that should lead to a very tense third period here. Boy, when that first one goes in, that's really going to change the complexion of this hockey game. Looks like they are set and ready to go at center ice. Puck is dropped. We are underway, and Lloydminster right away taking possession. They'll put that one into the Beggarville zone. Put that one on net. Axton has to make the save. Now in behind the net, Maisie McNiven has a little trouble controlling that one. Does get some help. Talia Robinson goes to play, and that one gets hung up on the wet ice. Back to the point. Another shot through. This one knocked down in front, swept out of harm's way. Second chance off the side of the net and quickly gobbled up by Axton. The visitors from Lloydminster getting off to a good start here this period. A couple of quick shots on goal. I'll leave that line out there while the Wranglers will change it up. Wesley Durow, leading scorer for these Wranglers, 34 goals in 20 games out there right now. Faceoff is won to McCray. McCray, same problem, gets hung up on a wet spot on the ice as he tries to come around. Now shot around to the other side. Ezio tries to get the outlet pass. It does make it across to Mandruziak. Now up to center ice, though. Blazers put it back over the line. This one trying to be shot out, still alive. Well, both teams banging away at this one along the boards. McCray's going to intercept a pass, send a long shot forward. This one tips off of Wagner back into the zone. Wagner, first one to it, sends it ahead, and this will be Jack Fitzsimmons who just sends it into the zone. Wranglers on it first, do get that one out and down the ice. Well, the Wranglers trying to provide some pressure. Pops out to center, and McCray just dumps it into the far side corner. Picked up here by Lloydminster as they start their rush. And it goes right into the zone. And spat back out to center. Now Regal with it. crosses the blue line. McCray makes sure that one gets stopped. And now pushed back into the Lloydminster zone. But it will be Hawthorne who gets a handle on this one, tries to clear. It's forced into the corner. Both teams dig away for this one. Vanderdrussen down there alongside Bogabrook. Trying to use the size advantage. It's caught up along the boards. Now the puck does come free for Gabruck. Just turns, fires, and that one kicked out by Allen. At the side boards, it gets pushed out to center and now down the ice. McCray tries to go for this one. He whiffs on it. Riegel comes in but loses the handle on it. And now Vanderdrussen with a nice pass ahead. He's got Zaharkiw. Bit of a breakaway here. Annabelle Zaharkiw with a shot. Big save made. And the rebound knocked out of harm's way. Now back to McNiven. There's a shot. That one just goes wide. Still on it here. Zaharkiw off the boards. This is McNiven moving in. Takes a shot. That goes wide. Vanderdrussen on it in the corner. Loses possession. And the Blazers will get it out to center. Turned around and dumped right back in here by the Wranglers. Into the corner it goes. This one popping free. And now out to center with a bit of room. Here's Desperchet. Trying to go wide on Demanski. Demanski using that long reach to break it up and force it down low. 16 minutes to go in the third period. Out of a scrum behind the net. Coming away with it is Gabruck. Bo Gabruck up over the blue line. Tries to cut wide. He's taken down by a trio of Blazers who get the puck away. Now Olive Wicks in a battle along the boards for the puck. Sent the length of the ice. And icing will be the call against Lloydminster. 4 minutes and 15 seconds gone here in the third. Both teams with two shots, but still sitting on a 0-0 tie. Really got to credit these two netminders, especially the further this third period gets, that edge level gets higher and higher. Nobody wants to be the first goalie to blink in a contest like this. Off the faceoff, big blast just goes off the side of the net. Played around the boards here. McCray keeps it alive. Only for a moment as now it's forced out of the zone by Henderson. To Wagner. Tried to get it to Shabbat. That one taken instead by Robinson. Robinson caught up to along the boards. Puck taken away. They put it over the line. But it's the Wranglers who have it. They cross center with it and have it knocked away. Here's Delisle up over the line. Delisle caught up against the boards. McCray finds the puck and just dumps it. That'll be an icing call against Vegreville. 14:56 to go in our third period. No score here. Our big league broadcast brought to you in part by Stealth Bin Products. They not only sell bins, they also deliver, install, customize, and repair your grain handling system. See what they can do for your farming operation at stealthbinproducts.com. Jeff Dick with you on a snowy Saturday. Right off the draw, shot and a goal. Lloydminster draws first blood. And it's at the 5:09 mark of the third period. Clean faceoff win. Hawthorne just lets the shot go. And through traffic, that one gets through Peyton Axton. Tough break there for the Wranglers. But for the first time in this game, they find themselves behind. And now, having to find a way to respond. Quickly get in over the line, and Mandruziak gets a shot. That one turned aside. Now it's going to be cleared by the defense. all the way down. Gabruch tries to play one off the boards. Does get it to Ezio. Aiden Ezio down to a knee as he tried to move there. Couldn't continue with it. Hawthorne with the puck. Going to dump that one in. And again, Vegreville back in their own zone. Try to send this pass up to center. They get it up over the line with Mandrusiak, but it's forced right back out. And now McNiven plays it in. High clearing attempt. Only gets as far as the blue line. And it's poked away here at center ice. Lloyd Minster on it. We'll get that one in deep. 6.5 minutes gone here in the third period. Back to the point. Another shot there by Burrell and just tipped out of harm's way. Now another one sent to the middle of the ice. Wranglers can't get to it. There's a quick shot from Burrell. That one's going to go wide. Back the other way. It's Zaharkiw. Zaharkiw gets this one in deep. Chases in after it, but the defense content to just play that one to the boards. It gets knocked back to the far side. Another clearing attempt stopped at the blue line. Puck sent down low. Blazers try to clear the zone again. This time they will. They skate it up to center. This one broken up though, and McCray can't quite get a pass off before the puck knocked further into the zone by the Blazers. Still controlling it. They move this one down low. It's Oliver Burrell. Now taken away and moved forward here. Up over the blue line. But touched up and offside is the call. 11:58 to go in the third period. Now a one-goal hockey game. The visitors from Lloydminster are on the board. And that is thanks to Reeve Hawthorne, seventh goal of the season. Reeve Hawthorne, Mason Henderson, the leading scorer, will add another with the assist on that one. And right away again here, Lloydminster up over the blue line. Has it taken away. DeRose going to skate this one up. Takes the shot, and that one underneath the netminder. It's a goal! Vegreville has scored. Blazers can't believe it. That one squeaked through. And DeRoe is going to get credit for this one. And right away, a response. We are back to a tie hockey game. Squeaker of squeakers there. DeRoe coming down the wing, just letting a shot go, and it looked like it got underneath the netminder Allen, and nobody was quite sure where it was. And then all of a sudden when they check, sure enough, behind, and the referee right there to make that call. That one going to be dumped down the ice. Easy icing call there against the Wranglers to bring that one back. 11-11 on the clock here in the third. That goal for DeRoe be a team-leading 35th on the season here in this game number 21. Wesley DeRoe has been a goal-scoring machine. Now, at the point here, Gabruch knocking one away. Talia Robinson gets a stick on it. Ahead to Gabruch. Battling through a check. Puck rolls into the corner. Both teams digging away for this one. And Lloyd Minster will emerge. It's Hawthorne on the attack again. Makes the pass across. That one picked off. And now Vigraville enters the zone. It's Mast. Mast still controlling the puck down low. Barreled through a couple of Blazers to do it. Gets out to McCray. There's a shot. Stop, big rebound to Rowe with a second chance. Stopped again. Two big time stops from Cooper Allen. And the chances coming fast and furious now. As a 1-1 tie in the third. Leading to some tense situations. Blazers get it up to center ice. This is Burrell. Burrell up over the line. Maisie McNiven breaks up the play. Good defensive work here from McNiven. Skates that one up to center. Now taken away. Back on it again. Here is Hozak. Drops it off. Wagner with a shot. That one blocked, and it will come out. Now, a pass up the middle finds DeRoe. DeRoe trying to get around Wagner. Does. Throws one around the boards. Stopped by Damanski. But Damanski pushed, and it looks like the helmets have gotten caught. And we get the whistle. We don't see that too often. Damanski and Regal got tied up, and the cages on the face masks end up getting tied together, and that's what draws the whistle. Always something interesting going on. 9-10 to go in the third, and a faceoff will come at center ice. You stayed pretty even. The shots on goal are 18-18. Goals right now, 1-1. Delisle trying to get a stick on that one. Instead, it's sent the other way by the Wranglers. And Aiden Ezio comes flying into the zone, trying to get that puck away. Can't quite do it as Delisle will pick it up and go for a skate up over center. Now over the blue line, Breton Mast getting a stick on it. Sends that one forward and down the ice. And that's going to be another icing call. 8:34 remaining in our third period. We can thank another great sponsor, an N. Cuban Landry, chartered professional accountants. They specialize in agriculture, corporate, and personal tax. Get your taxes in order today with N. Cube and Landry. Jeff Dick with you on another frosty Saturday. There's a shot right off the draw. That one stopped. Peyton Axton stops the rebound in front as well. And now the Wranglers trying to get it out of the zone. Stopped instead by Harvey back to the front. That one off the side of the net. Mason Henderson had the chance. Clearing attempt. Wranglers trying to get this one out of the zone. Things getting intense as time starting to become a factor. Into the corner. Battle for it. And winning that battle, getting it around the boards, was Gabruch. Couldn't quite get it out, though. Again, stopped at the blue line. Rorquist now aims one at the net, and it just goes wide at the side. Backhand opportunity. They're not going to get it to go. As that one was Fitzsimmons who got upended. Now Gabruch up over center. Odd man rush. Gabruch is over the line. Lets the shot go. Kicked. And Allen keeps it out. Along the sideboards, both teams dig for this puck. It's sent towards the net. Vandergrussen can't find it. Second chance. Net comes off its moorings. And that one stays out. Oh, what a chance there. It came to the front of the net. Netminder Allen gets a piece of it, but then a rebound goes out to Vandergrussen. A couple of defenders come flying in. The net comes off, but sacrificing, trying to keep that puck out of there. Vandergrussen looked like may have had the opportunity of this period. 7:21 to go in this third period. And now we'll see the Blazer kicked out of the circle. Face off, one back. There's a shot by McNiven that won't make it through. And the Blazers get it up to center with speed. Here comes Desprochet. All the way in, now tries to go behind the net. Tied up there by Domanski. Around the boards, it's Gabruch. Trying to get it past man at the point, Wagner. Vandergrussen battling in there as well. Riegel keeping it alive along the boards here for Lloydminster. Now to Burrell. Rolls one towards the net. Covered up. And another faceoff here with 6:42 remaining in the third period. Our broadcast this season brought to you in part by J&S Moving Limited, locally owned and operated out of Vegreville. J&S Moving Limited will make your next move a stress-free one with over 35 years of experience in the moving industry. J&S Moving will get you, your family, and your items where they need to be. Off this faceoff, pushed down low in the zone. Now comes out to the side. Olive Wicks on it there. Plays one off the boards and out to center. Now it's a battle for this one. Pushed into the zone by DeRow. Now sent right back into the Wrangler zone. They'll get it ahead to Talia Robinson. Tried the backhand pass for DeRow, just missed. Goes back into the Wrangler zone. Now played up off the boards again here. This is DeRow. Gets past one. DeRow moving in. There's a shot, kicked out. Robinson gets the puck, moves it to the slot area. Nobody there but Burrell. And now Burrell takes off. Up over the blue line, swings the pass to the middle. Nobody there. And the Wranglers clear that one all the way down. Will be an icing call. 5:41 to go in the third period of what is a 1-1 hockey game. Man, oh man. Scoreless through two. Reeve Hawthorne gets one right off a faceoff. And then an answer about 3 minutes and 10 seconds later from Wesley DeRow on an absolute squeaker underneath Cooper Allen. And now both teams just playing their hearts out, trying to find that one more goal. Now Hawthorne again, going to push this one into the offensive zone. Wrangler defense can't get it out. Domanski gives it right to Delisle. Delisle to Hunter, back to Delisle. Tries to swing one to the middle. This one's going to be swept to the boards. Trying to get it away from Bogner, but Bogner finds Delisle. There's a shot and a big save by Axton. On the other side, nice little chip. And the Wranglers to the middle for Gabruch. Gabruch's got some room, lets a shot go. Didn't get enough on that one, and it slides weakly. And covered up by Allen. Seth Mandrusiak getting that rush started. Both teams will change up their lines here. 4:47 left on the clock. Face off at the Lloydminster zone. DeRow wins it to McCray. McCray leaves it for Bast. Now played ahead. DeRow tries to go back to the point area. Gets the return feed. Throws one at the net. Blockered away by Allen. And now the Lloydminster defense moves this one ahead for Chabot. Chabot crosses the line. Down low, the puck taken away by McCray, who will play it around the boards for Durow. Now Durow's pass picked off again. A second clearing attempt will go all the way down the ice and will be another icing call. 3:59 left in our third period. Our big league broadcast brought to you in part by Volton Electric. Get that spark in your life with Volton Electric. They specialize in residential and commercial services, including trenching for underground installation and farm wiring, as well as aeration. The big JD with you on your Saturday. Some great hockey action here right off the draw. A shot that gets knocked down in the slot area and now cleared out to center. Dumped right back in there. Now back around. Again, this is Vanderdrussen to McCray. Plays that one ahead into the zone. Hozak on it for Lloyd Minster. Makes it back behind their own net. Pressure from Annabelle Zaharkiw. It's sent down low. Zaharkiw doing a great job out there. Now along the boards, the pressure continues. The outlet pass was picked off by McCray. Wranglers were offside, though, so they got to come back and regroup. Now a puck stolen by Zaharkiw. Annabelle Zaharkiw moves in, takes the shot. What a save! Great effort from Zaharkiw. The steal and the shot attempt. Now back to the point. McCray keeping it alive. Vanderdrussen. McCray high in the air. This one take a bounce and gobbled up by Allen. 2:51 to go in the third period. Speaking of Annabelle Zaharkiw, I just got an email on our station email. A big thank you from Annabelle's grandparents, Harold and Sylvia, listening in live in Yuma, Arizona, and happy to hear the action. So Harold and Sylvia, thank you so much for joining us for our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. It has been a doozy here this afternoon. Now, bodies go into the boards as both teams try to dig this one free. Stopped at the point. There's a shot that's blocked. Blazers trying to get out of their own zone. Now they will. It's Hawthorne leading a rush. Hawthorne's got a breakaway. Hawthorne shoots. Stopped by Axton. Save of this period for Peyton Axton. Hawthorne gained that step, had the breakaway. And just good angled positioning from Peyton Axton. 2:26 left in this third period. And off this draw, it is the Wranglers with possession. They get it ahead. And this is Mandruziak. Had a little trouble. It's caught up along the boards. Now just pushed back and forth. Now the puck out to center again. For Mandruziak, Ezio following the play has to find it after it's knocked off a stick. Now this one just caught up right on the line. Everybody bunched together. All right, it's center ice. This one pushed into the Lloyd Minster zone. They're offside, so the Wranglers have to come back. This will give the Blazers a chance for a rush. Delisle gets up over center, has it knocked off a stick. McNiven for Ezio. Now pushed back into the Wrangler zone. Mandruziak down the ice. And it'll be cleared the other way. A spinning puck. And the Wranglers first to it. Play one around the boards. Can't get it out at the blue line. Rorquist keeps it alive. Rorquist moves in, lets his shot go, and that one whistles wide. And behind the net now, both teams dig for it. Wranglers trying to get this one out of harm's way. Get it ahead. And now a little tip pass. Gabruch moves it ahead for Vanderdrussen. Can't quite hold on to this one. Pushed back into the offensive zone by Lloyd Minster. Now knocked away. And this one right to the near side boards in neutral ice. Hozak gets caught up at the blue line. Henderson will get that puck. Throws one at the net. Goes off of Breton Mast and to the far side. 30 seconds on the clock. Domanski wrestles a puck free, and now sent down the ice, and it's a race to it. Mast trying to beat Hozak to this one. Hozak goes down, takes Mast with. Loose puck pops out in front. Giroux scores! 10 seconds to play, and Wesley Giroux. Johnny on the spot pops right out. And it's a beauty of a goal with 10 seconds left. Wesley Giroux, man, oh man. Just when they needed it most, and now the timeout taking place. That one there, it starts off all with Breton Mast. Breton Mast pushing it down the ice, giving chase, forcing that defender to come play the body, and when both of them went down, that loose puck hits the boards, pops right out to where Giroux is waiting in front. Nobody on Giroux, and that quick release is a gorgeous one. You probably wouldn't get an assist on that for Breton Mast, but that all starts with a great play by Breton Mast. And now off the faceoff, just trying to kill 10 seconds. They will dump it in, and they will do just that. Time ticks away, and Vegreville can celebrate a 2-1 last-minute victory over the visitors from Lloydminster. What a game for the hometown Wranglers. Mobbing Peyton Axton here. What a performance from the net out. We take a look here at our final shots on goal as we take you through our scoring summary. And the scoring summary, pretty easy. Nothing doing until the third period. And then 5 minutes and 9 seconds in, it was Reeve Hawthorne, a point shot right off a faceoff win by Henderson. Barry's seventh of the season for Hawthorne. That made it 1-0 Lloydminster. 3 minutes and 10 seconds later, Wesley Giroux, a squeaker underneath the netminder. And nobody knew where it was for a second. All of a sudden, it is behind the netminder, Allen, and in the back of the net. 35th on the year for Giroux, and that tied things at one. Then with 10 seconds to play, great effort from Breton Mast to get that puck in deep, and it pops out from behind the net right to Giroux in front. And as Phil Esposito once said, sooner or later, it comes to the slot. And that is where Giroux is waiting for it. Beautifully set up. And just rips that one past Allen. And we get the winning goal with 10 seconds left. 36th on the season for Giroux. Power plays in that period, none for either side. So Vegreville finishes the night 0-1. On the other side, Lloydminster goes 0-4. Shots on goal in that period, 12 by Lloydminster. They finish with 24. 10 by Vegreville. They finish with 22. And time now for our Dairy Queen player of the game. And pretty obvious in this one, both goals in that third period, including the winner with 10 seconds left. It's got to be Wesley Giroux, your Dairy Queen player of the game. So congratulations, Wesley. Not only a great game and a great winning goal, but you're going to win yourself a free medium blizzard from our friends at Dairy Queen as well, all a part of our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Thank you to all of our sponsors, from Dairy Queen to Nutrien Ag Solutions, Envy Boutique, Dubuque Accounting, Stealth Bin Products, and Cuban Landry, J&S Moving Limited, and Volton Electric. We've had a whole lot of fun here today, and we still have a couple of big league broadcasts to go this season. You can follow along on country106.ca. Look at the big league broadcast page. Our full schedule is up there. And don't forget, our broadcast from today will be put on the website as well, so you can go back and listen to them if you feel like it. It's all right there for you and all a part of your community homepage, country106.ca. What a fantastic Saturday it has been. I've been Jeff Dick. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. We'll be back again with more hockey for you. This is your home for hockey, Country 106. Enjoy your weekend.